Log Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminent position, promotion, applause, or popularity. Recognize praise, regard, or reward. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of
Radio. How is everyone? This is Leanne. Pastor had to step out for just a minute. He'll be right back. Hope everyone is having a great day. It would be really cool if we have any truckers out there that are listening. That's how Pastor started doing Blog Talk. Well, actually, he did it a long time ago, but then the truckers that he worked with out here in the Bakken talked him into starting this program back up. And it would just be fun to know if there are any truckers out there that are listening to us right now. It'd be cool if you'd call in and just say your name and where you're driving, and that would be fun. The number here is 516-387-1459. And now that I just said that, I realize you must already know that if you're tuned into us right now. But it would be really fun if you would call in and just tell us, you know, where you're driving at and how you heard about us or got in contact with us. We would love to hear that. And how many of you are actually able to stay on the program most of the night, and how often you're able to tune in with us? That would be really neat. We know on the Facebook and YouTube programs, we wind up with people from all over the world. We have regulars that come on from Malaysia and Pakistan, and actually several from Pakistan that come on with us. And it just would be neat to hear who you drive, where you're driving from. We do have several that we know in the United States that connect with us on a regular basis. And it would just be fun to know how far away people are listening from on Blog Talk Radio. And anytime you actually can call into Blog Talk Radio and you can ask for prayer, you can ask questions, you can make a statement. Any of those things. And it would be great to hear from you. And here's Pastor.
Thank you for being here with us and being a part of this great opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the world. Be right back. Hey, look at there. We even got a notification immediately. Good evening, community of faith. Good to have you with us tonight. No, that's all right. Here we go, guys. Give me just a second here. Inviting all our friends. It's pretty cool. It's getting to be quite a list. Like we've been saying, if you need to have a notification and you find you're not receiving them, then make sure you contact us and Angel Collier's here.
Hi, Angel.
Alan and Angel and Paige Noel. How are you doing tonight, young lady?
So good to see you, Angel.
It's always a beautiful day when the angels are with you. That was a desperate attempt at a good joke, and it didn't really come out too good. We're sure glad you're a part of our life, Angel, in more ways than one.
Yes, we are.
Hang on just a second. I got a technology stare going.
Sunday
Geyser, we have a situation here at the house. We need God to work. He knows what it is. Just pray the enemy doesn't win. Well, God has you there. So the enemy better run with his tail between his legs and yip like a dog in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare with Angel right now that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment is condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you know what? That verse that we just declared for you was written a long time before, a long time before Jesus came to this earth. And it says, and our righteousness is of Jesus. And that's our inheritance for being sons and daughters of God. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah, or something.
Glory,
hallelujah, or something. Sunday Geyser, how's things there? Angel, what's you guys' weather like now? You guys should be in like 90 degrees, shouldn't you? By now, it's like almost May. Mississippi should be like 90 now, shouldn't they? We declare, Angel, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Don't worry, we just got it. We just got the technology deal happening. Very good. Thank you for asking. That's awesome, Sunday. We have, we've got all the stuff rolling tonight. We've got the, it's a beautiful day here too. This is like probably one of the most beautiful days we've had yet. Just absolutely perfect. Look at there. Running a little behind. Well, the cool thing about here is you never run behind when you're with the good folk.
Amen.
It's just your time to catch up and be a part.
Hot and lots of rain. That means really humid, huh, Angel?
Hot and lots of rain. Okay, so Angel, from now on, your faith has to move that hot and lots of rain all the way to West Branch. I mean, to North Dakota, West Branch. I don't think they probably want rain up there now, but we need hot and lots of rain here. Because it's still a little cool and nice and dry. Well, there, that's technology for you to the core. YouTube is on its way to being up. Becca Chapman, Angel Collier, Sunday Geyser. Who else we got? Sister Leanne Cottle's with us. All right. Well, we welcome you guys. It's going to be a good night tonight. We're kind of picking up where we left off last night. And we're going to talk about those miracles again. You know, I think it's one of the reasons why we have this time of just hanging out together when we first get on here, so that everybody gets their day focused, everybody gets in, gets connected, and gets hooked up to what God's doing. If you're a part of the tent meeting thread, you're able to sing and worship that worship with us. If you're not in the tent meeting thread and you'd like to be, it's a Facebook Messenger thread. We're putting music in there every night, kind of like a time of worship together. Not like you got to stop and stand in front of the TV, but while you're making supper, while you're doing your deal, it's for the purpose of when we get to the tent meeting, we've already got this thing bathed in prayer and praise and worship. And so all of you that can join us in that, we're glad you can. And thank you. I thought tonight was really powerful time of worship. There is something about William McDowell that God has anointed to see revival in this day. See revival, yes, dear.
It's saying that the chat is disabled on YouTube.
It's saying that the chat is disabled?
Yeah. Chat is disabled for this live stream.
Well, that's not what we want. Everybody talk to each other for a minute while I look at the details.
So would any of you like to sing to me while we're
Oh. All right, I think I know what's going on. Let's see if we can in the middle of the video make a change. See if you can find it now, Ron.
Yep.
Did you? Well, all right then. Hey, Shannon. Don't mind us. We're working with the new. Oh, Dan Cottle's here. Good to see you tonight, Brother Dan. Thanks for your prayers today, brother. Appreciate that. You see the chat?
Well, yeah. The whole configuration of the screen is different, though. I just don't know if it's my other stuff or not.
No, I don't even see it.
Yeah, I see it. In an odd place.
Huh. Well,
okay.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi,
Brother
Shannon.
Dan. Hi, Becca. Hi, Angel. Hi, Sunday. Welcome, guys. We're glad to have you. Sorry about the technology deal. It is a wonderful day tonight. We're going to be right back in the middle of those miracles we had last night. And today we're going to talk about courage to change and courage to believe. Somebody say it with me. Courage to change.
Courage to change.
And courage to believe.
And courage to believe.
In Jesus' mighty name. Would you like me to just start that all over?
Sunday just popped over there. Well, I'm not sure if it's on your end or if it's my screen configuration right now. Let's see. I'll just keep moving stuff around until it does something different.
All right. Well, all those of you on YouTube, let us know how it's going there. And if we got to change it, we will. So you can see, Sunday, make some comments if you can. Sunday, please, please, if you will, make some comments. All right. Here we go. Hey, Robert Mulderman's with us tonight.
Huh? She says all good.
And you can see it.
Yeah.
And that's something. I can't see anything.
Thank you, Sunday.
Appreciate it. Kelly Delkert's with us. Good evening, guys. Good to have you with us tonight. Here we are once again with the majestic word of God. I like that word, don't you? The majestic word of God. Dr. Hilton Sutton word. It's one of the things he always said. Thank God for the majestic word of God. And, you know, it's interesting. God is always moving in our land. Whether you say I had a good day, or you say I had a medium day, or you say I had a rough day, God is still moving. And he's working in places you can't see, doing things you don't know is happening.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely of great importance that you just stay the line, stay the course, and watch things. All of a sudden, things begin to see you, things happen. You're like, wow, how did that go? I like fishing. That's fine. Where are you fishing at, Brother Robert? Lake St. Clair, the river? Flint? You're going to the Flint River to go fishing? Those fish can probably fly and walk. You've had a challenging day, Rebecca? Well, in the mighty name of Jesus, everybody with a challenging day, may the peace of God rest inside of your being.
Amen.
All of you that have had an amazing day, may you put your faith with everybody that had a challenging day. We all stand up and rise up and be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lost track of time, but back pew, here I come. I don't know whether I lost track of time or not, but I don't even think I got coffee made, do I?
Oh, no, I will go make some.
Oh, we got, no, I don't remember that. No, never mind. I'll just have another Dr. Pepper when you get a chance. All right. Well, here we go. Let's start with prayer, and then we're going to kick this thing off in Jesus' mighty name. Anyway, we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, a moment of silence, and God bless America. Here we go. Brenda, Your Honor, let's make the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body, and those who have faithfully served throughout their time of enlistment. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Gonna have to close that shade tomorrow. Yes.
All right. Join me as we pray for the United States of America now. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history. Once again, right here, right now, today, we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge for the United States of America. He gave us instruction at the beginning of the year to continually speak how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We have gathered here tonight for one purpose, to grow in our knowledge and understanding of you, to grow in our faith, to love one another and help each other, and to bring your kingdom to this earth as it is in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare tonight, thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven, right here, right now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that when we speak your word, the angels grab it and run to bring it to pass here on this earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are always working. You said to call unto you and you would answer. And you would show us great and mighty things that we do not know. And we thank you for it. And so now, Lord, here we are, standing in the gap for the United States of America, making up the hedge as every one of our forefathers have done all through American history. And whether they were a warrior on the battle line, whether they were a patriot in the politic hall, whether they were someone who would stand on the street corner and say, believe in America. We join those ranks. And with our voice of faith and prayer, we declare, God bless America right here, right now, tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we call on all the pastors. Matter of fact, everybody just say this to me. All the fivefold ministry.
All of the fivefold ministry.
Minister together.
Minister together.
The grace of Almighty God.
The grace of Almighty God.
The blessing of the Lord.
And the blessing of the Lord.
On the United States of America.
The United States of America.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this prayer. I'm going to just keep going. Pray it with me. I'm being led by the Spirit of God right now. Say, I bind every destructive sermon.
Every destructive sermon.
Of anyone standing in a pulpit.
Of anyone standing in a pulpit.
Opposing the United States of America.
Opposing the United States of America.
May that message fall flat.
May that
And God's name be lifted up because of it.
And God's name be lifted up because of it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Lord, you showed us in Isaiah chapter 33 all the branches of the government. Isaiah said, he prophesied, you are our lawgiver. You are our judge. You are our King, Lord. And today we declare that your hand of protection is on America, and everyone who's got that out of line gets it back in line in their own heart, soul, mind, and strength. And everyone flees from the tents of wickedness. Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver every politician from those foolish and wicked men. Say this with me about yourself. Lord, deliver me.
Lord, deliver me.
From foolish and ignorant men.
Foolish and ignorant men.
Foolish and ignorant women.
Foolish and ignorant women.
Deliver our nation, we pray.
Deliver our nation.
And we bind their foolish lips.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me. All the good politicians, stay very good. The righteous are as bold as a lion, and the wicked flee when no one is rejoicing or is chasing them. Wicked flee now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Flee this nation. Get out of here. You don't belong here. You don't belong. Change your ways or get out of our nation, because this is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Based on the amazing service, selfless service of all of our troops all through history. Based on that faithful service, we declare, long will this land be bright.
Yeah.
We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray for our defenders, the police force, all of the military, all of our emergency workers, and all of the protectors, security guards, those who diligently every day make America safe. We pray, Father, you give them great strength and courage on the inside. We declare all of our peacemakers help root out all corruption in their ranks, all wickedness from the ranks, and just simply America be the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We pray this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, according to the holy word of God. According to the holy word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's pray the prayer about the isms. Do we have them tonight? We have confession that we make because the isms are trying to get their foot in here, and I would name them, but that always makes my numbers go down. So we're going to just call them what they are, isms, the weak thought processes of man trying to solve a spiritual problem. If you think about the different isms that you can think of, then that is an intellectual thought process a man's trying to come up with to solve a spiritual answer. A spiritual answer. Here we go. Say this with me. To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God. And we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, if you will, pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Go ahead. I'm catching up to you here. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I'd like to sing a song and just worship a little bit. Who's got a song you'd like to sing? Catching up on these comments. Let's pray for Sister Rebecca right now while somebody tells us a song they want to sing. Surrounded. Well, Shannon, that's the one I had in my mind. And I just thought, I always pick the songs. I might as well let somebody else pick the songs. So here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Rebecca right now and her family. All of them, Jesus. We pray for her. We pray for Christine. We pray for her other children. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that there is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it for them. And in the mighty name of Jesus, there is life, and there is life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Did you put the song in there?
No, Shannon.
All right. Father, we've been on this family now for a while. And whatever it takes for us to see the next level of breakthrough, we ask you to specifically show us, because we speak life to Rebecca Smith and everyone who is from her. In the name of Jesus. By infallible proofs, all form of wickedness bound, all form of trauma bound and cast off, all the courage and strength of faith to come to them. We pray this now in Jesus' name. And Lord, by the same spirit that gave them the breakthrough a couple months ago, we claim that breakthrough for them now. And for anyone else here who's in standing in faith with their loved ones and for their loved ones, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, there's great breakthrough and strength in your life.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Let me get to where you guys are. almost there. All right. Now, we sing this just a little different than what these words are, but we like to say this is how I fight my battles, and then this is how I win my battles. Because we don't just fight.
Amen.
Everybody say it with me. We don't just fight.
We don't just
win. There are a lot of people that get used to just fighting all the time. And that's one of the things that has to change in our mentality is, hold it, I'm not just fighting to fight the rest of my life. I'm going to fight. Faith is going to work, and I win in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready? Who's got the right tone? Tone. Hey, Chris Timmer's here. Hey, Brother Chris, we're getting ready to sing, but type us in or speak us in an update for you. From where you're at, we'll sing to you while you do it. And God bless you for listening to our singing, brother.
Yeah.
All right. This is how I fight my battles. Too low? This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. It may, man, I'm just totally lost. Where am I at here?
Where it doesn't, this one doesn't start out like, oh, it doesn't There's a table
that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood prepared for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe you overcome.
And
I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I'm in my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, 'cause I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. They may think that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. They may think that I'm surrounded, 'cause I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. I'm your body. I know that you're with me. Goodness and mercy always follow me. My weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe leave you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles, and this is how I win my battles, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles, and I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done, and I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles, how I win my battles, this is how I fight my battles, this is how I win my battles. Amen. That's how we fight and win our battles in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's see what Brother Chris is saying. Staples are out. The stitches are out. The drains are out. Battle Creek is going to put a ramp on the house May the 4th. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Just pray for us and everything goes well. Brother, is that the same house you're in or did you find a new one? Let's see. I lost my comment here. Wow. I can now sit up for 30 minutes. Four times a day. Amen. All right. Same house. Everybody, put your faith-filled words with us right now. We have already spoken to this situation. All right?
Yeah.
So let's do it again. We declare.
We declare.
The perfect house for this family.
Yes, perfect house for this family.
Immediately manifest to Chris and Karen.
Immediately manifest, Aaron.
And include everything the kids need.
And include everything the kids
with
need.
Lots of bedrooms and bathrooms.
And well within their price range.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And there everybody will say, look at here. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody shout a big amen. I'm going to even type in amen. I'm not going to type in anything. Or maybe I will get to type in something. I got to type in something. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It's good to see you, Brother Chris.
Sunday is over here praying on YouTube, Chris, in case you couldn't see.
Sunday?
Prayers too.
I don't have any sight of you at all on YouTube. Those of you on YouTube tonight, thank you for being there. Make comments. Add the verses. Do everything. I have looked until everybody got tired of looking at that side of my face to find the answer, and I don't know what it is. So I just declare technology work. God bless Sunday for being over there and making it work. And all of you on YouTube, join in there with her. Have a good conversation. She's a good lady. I've known Sunday Geyser now for about 20 years.
Yeah, and if you have any comments or anything to make, go ahead and put them in there. I'll relay them to Pastor because I can see.
You can see, but you can't post either, right?
Yes, no, I can.
Oh, you can post. Oh.
Yeah. Got it.
All right. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Well, this is all we know, Brother Chris. Brother Robert's in another house. Brother Mike and Sister Shannon's in another house. Don't know who else is in another house, but this is what we say. There's getting in another house anointing on this man.
Amen.
All right. So they're two, and you're number three, and number three is always perfect. Anybody else need to get in another house? You seem to have a get in another house anointing going on right now. And I like it when that happens in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not sure what holiday food that was, but most of all, Rebecca. Thank you for a fun comment. Amen. I just want to know how many of you have ever had a problem sitting up because of holiday food.
We've probably all been there. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. 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 All right, well, that's what we say about that bike, brother. We say that bike is turns into a brand new one for you.
Amen.
Whatever your dream's always been, may that be what this next bike is for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now. I want us to do communion next. And, let me say it differently. I believe we should do communion next. So let's get our communion element, and we'll proceed right into that in Jesus' mighty name. I just covered my screen with water. I'm going to tell you right now, I think that's one of the best comments we've had on the whole community of faith page there. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you, Shannon, for dropping that verse in there like that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. I need to say something here because I'm having a specific day here. So I have a situation that I might need to answer the phone tonight. And if I do, Sister Leanne has already been well-trained of how to sit here and make things work. So if I say I got to take this, I get up and go, you'll know what's going on. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. For I receive from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. This is the Apostle Paul. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying,
this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Say this with me. Well, I'm going to judge myself then.
I judge myself then.
Literally, God Almighty, by the Holy Spirit, illuminated the Apostle Paul and inspired him to write, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Mm-hmm. Let's keep reading. 1 John chapter 4, 17. Love. How many agree with me that the communion elements is the love of God?
Yeah.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? We've already judged ourselves. Under the presence of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of walking right with God. Then it says, because as he is, so are we in this world. 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. So say it with me. Perfect love casts out the fear.
Yes.
And all the torment that goes with it.
All the torment that goes with it.
In Jesus' mighty name. Guys, when you think about it that night, Jesus was sitting there eating the Passover meal. He was eating the Passover meal. And having done so, he picked up a piece of bread and said, this is my body that's broken for you. They just ate a lamb that was without spot or blemish. But he looked at the disciples and said, this is my body that's broken. And then he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Well, goodness sakes alive, that Passover meal, that was a serious undertaking to put it on. That was a feast. And it was on purpose that complex, because God wanted mankind to understand that sin has a very severe penalty. That's why don't ever worry about somebody else judging you for your sin. When you sin and you know it, that doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. That has everything to do with you standing before God saying, I just know what I did is wrong. God, help me not do it again. Amen. And so he looks at those disciples who had found the room prepared for the Passover feast, and he said, this is the new covenant. Piece of bread and a glass of juice. My body broken and my bloodshed. And literally, at that point, that was the last Passover meal that was necessary. Of course, Jesus the next day had to go, suffer all the punishment that he did for our sins, die, go to hell, and defeat death, hell, and the grave. But he did it. And he rose triumphant. And from that point on, no Passover meal is important. Look it. We get this, and Jesus is the one that said, as often as you do it. The Passover The Passover lamb and Passover feast was once a year during the Day of Atonement. It only happened once. So what's that mean? Jesus said, you can remember it every time you receive this. Do it in remembrance of me. He said, do it in remembrance of me. But really, he's saying, do it in remembrance of what has been done and my sacrifice for me. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yes. Wow is the words I have to. Thank you, Jesus, for your never ending love for us. Thank you for the new covenant. Amen. That provides reconciliation with the Father. You think about the old covenant, they didn't get reconciled. They just didn't get judged. Their sins were covered for the last year. And now they had to go back out and do their best not to sin, because there wasn't going to be covering again for another year. You and I, we not only have our sins covered, but they're washed, they're purged, they're not imputed, they're cast into the sea of his forgetfulness, and he gives us his righteousness. Thank God for the new covenant in Jesus' name. Let's pray a prayer of self-examination. You pray with me, no matter where you are or who you are, you'll be right with God if you mean it from the depths of your heart. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
And Jesus is the door to salvation.
And Jesus is the door to salvation.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
You give me the right.
You give me the right
to become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I am a child now.
And
I receive you, Jesus.
Because I receive you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now put your sin in a big pile and just say, "There's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't beat it in my own strength.
I can't beat it in my own strength."
Now put your hands out and say, "I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly land.
Pray in my heavenly land.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, welcome to the family of God. This is who we are, and this is what we look like. Isn't it awesome? Right there in that prayer, you should have experienced life on the inside of you. It is my prayer every day that you will experience the cleansing and amazing fortifying power of God on the inside of you while we do this. You went from darkness to light. In one prayer, you went from your sin, which you don't have anything to beat sin with, to Jesus' righteousness, which annihilates it, removes it, purges it, and then he gives you his righteousness. And the Father is so excited about it. He said, adopt him in the family, make him a minister of reconciliation, and then make him an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Whew. That's a whole lot of happening right there in that one prayer that takes about a minute and 45 seconds to pray. And your whole life changes forever. They put my email address and website in there. So you have a preacher you can contact and ask a question about walking with God. It doesn't matter what the question is. It doesn't matter. You might want to tell me a story. You might want to give me your testimony. Do it. If you send me an email, I'll send you one. If you send me another one, I'll send you another one. That's how this thing works. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll tell you what. God Almighty, by his Spirit, brought you here to us. Whether it's live or you're watching this in the future. We bless you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's pray over our elements now. So amazing. That it doesn't matter what nation you're in or what sin you've ever sinned. It doesn't matter. Why? Because the blood has wiped it all away and purged it. Not just covered. Purged. It's no longer there. It's amazing. Let's bless these elements. Father, we bless these elements.
Father, we bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement, for my peace, is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply, in my body, from your body, Jesus, in the body of Christ and my community, and right here in this community of faith, in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together in the mighty name of Jesus. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things.
And behold, all things
have become new.
Have become new.
I love it. I thank you, Jesus, for it. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
No matter where its origin.
No matter where its origin.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me and my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I purge my conscience.
Purge my conscience.
And make my robes white.
Make my robes white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the
be.
Glorious church,
the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We always sing a song about the blood, and we'll get right into the Word of God for tonight. Let's sing. Let's sing Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Somebody say, thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank
you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, thank you for being a part of our time of New Covenant worship. The cool thing about it is, I don't know, that's my old hippie ways telling me the cool thing about it. Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. As often as you. As often as you do it. And, you know, when we start thinking about often, that word often just has a real simple definition. And what is it?
Often.
It's just often. That's right. What's the definition of often? It's just often. And Dr. Rosie Hicks, he said he would never get out of bed in the morning without receiving the communion elements. Not because he was afraid he's going to sin, but because he said, I wanted to keep the blood of Jesus that close to me everywhere I go in my life. Amen. And realize that it's the power of that blood which gives you the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is. You know, you and I, we can do a lot of things in our own flesh. But there's one thing you can't do in flesh, and that's save yourself. You can't save yourself. When you start studying this like it really says, no human on the face of this earth has the ability to beat the sin in their own strength to get to heaven. You have to come to Jesus, believe in his name, and receive him. It's the only way you get to heaven. You might say, well, I'm a good man. Well, it's good that you're a good man because it's better than being a bad man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In the middle of it, as soon as you get that I get to receive all of the righteousness of God in my life, this whole thing changes the picture. The whole thing, this whole picture just changes.
Yeah.
It's going to change. Because then you realize my ability to live as a Christian don't have nothing to do with my great energy or works or anything else. It's based on my ability to walk with God every day which is what we teach you here at the Community of Faith, is how to walk with God. You know, I have seen at times, being a pastor of the church, to not here, but in other places I've been, I've seen it where people would sin on purpose to do something to somebody else, as if that was going to cause somebody else to experience something. When you sin, you hurt yourself, nobody else. You make something happen between you and your father. And say it with me, why would anybody ever do that?
Why would anybody ever do that?
That doesn't even make, as the old saying goes, that doesn't even make a lick of sense. Do you know what a lick of sense is? Yes, another one of them statements you might have had to bend down south for, a lick of sense. But anyways, I won't hold you to that, and we won't hold you guilty if you don't know. Now, tonight's message is a really good one. And actually, it's tonight's teaching. We're going to dig in here, and we're going to read verses all over again. And we're going to do the same thing that we always do when God speaks to us. Let me say that differently. Because of how God speaks to us, this is what we always do. He gives us a thought. He gives us a focus. And then we open up this book, and we find every verse we can find about it. Why? So that we build a solid foundation under our life. Say it with me. I want a solid foundation.
I want a solid foundation.
Amen. And Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the man with a solid foundation, his house will stand, storm comes. Why? Because you got it founded on the rock of Christ Jesus and the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Let's go to that's up to you. Well, all right then. Somebody knock us upon the door. Here we go. Matthew chapter 13 is where we're going. Sister Leanne's got the door, and Brother Ripley, the Sergeant of Arms Ripley, has gone to give her assistance, so everything's going to be good. We're going to Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to look at this again, because this is one of the most important verses in the New Testament that you'll ever study right here, the parable of the sower. So let's do this. Matthew 13, verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. Here we go. Watch this. Wait. Matthew 13, 10 through... Actually, I think we're going to go through 10 through 17. Hold your Bible up. Let's make a confession. This is my Bible. I believe what it says. I am what it says I am. I go do what it tells me to do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. And this word is changing my life because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed that is producing a hundredfold and more in my life, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. And now let's pray. Father, you said when we're willing and obedient, we eat the good of the land. This is one of the greatest groups of believers filled with willingness and obedience. We are here on purpose to walk with you, to live with you, to dwell with you, and to see your ways. And right here, right now, tonight, I say, Lord, use my mouth, use my lips to speak. Use my eyes to see the word. My spiritual ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, have your way here today and declare to us the perfect will of God beyond anything that we've seen before this. Declare that perfect will to us now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. Thank you, everyone, for the verses of Scripture that you put in there. That's what I love about this body right here. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Does that mean we have to attend church, or can this be where I assemble? Well, the most important thing you've got to always remember about the kingdom of God, Mary, and that question, it fits right in here perfectly, is 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. I'm going to grab this verse real quick, guys, and we'll go right back there, because this question fits perfectly in where we're going. Thank you, Mary. Can I assembly here, or does it have to be in a church? Verse Corinthians 12, 18, and 27. But now God has set the members, each of them in the body. Yeah, I said that wrong, Shannon. You would have thought now that after a year's worth of reading this verse, I'd finally have that reference right, but verse 18, God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. 27, you are the body of Christ and a member in particular. God places you in the body where he wants you. I'll paint the picture to you this way. Some of you, you're like, this is my church. I've been to every church in the community. And right now, I'm not led to be in any of those churches. This Pastor Sam is going to be my church. Well, that is God placing you in the body where he wants you. I didn't know Mike. I knew Mike, but I didn't know Shane. I didn't know Robert. I didn't know Phyllis K. Raymond. I didn't know Rebecca Smith. I knew Chris Timmer and Brother Dan Cottle, but as I can go right through the list and tell you the ones I knew and didn't know. But here's the cool thing about it. God places you in body, and then you assemble with that body. Now, I'll use another reference. There's a lot of people who have a local church. Absolutely every bit of their time and energy right in that local church. Right? In a building church. There's other people who have a local church they go to with a shepherd, but God leads them to put all of their energy into helping a traveling ministry. And there's people that are just traveling. And there's missions. Say this with me. He has put me in the body.
He's put me in the body.
Right where he wants. So, Mary, this is one of your assembly points. Right here. He wants you to help establish this body. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 13. And this will fit right in there, right there, Mary's question is going to fit right in. This is amazing. It's amazing how this works. Say it. I'm not a church building.
I'm not a church building.
I am a member of the body of Christ.
I'm a member of the body of Christ.
And God puts you right where he wants you. Amen. Verse 10. And the disciples. Here we go. Sister Leanne is going to read verse 10, and I like it because I get to have a drink. Go ahead, love.
And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
Mm.
For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, yet not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull.
Keep right on.
Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their ears.
See with their ears.
And hear with eyes, lest they should understand with their heart and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it."
There you go. Now watch. She did a good job reading. And I declare that my link comes back to me so I can get connected with you guys. Thank God for a good notification. Somebody email me a link so I can be back connected where I'm supposed to be. There we go. Now, I want you to see this, because Mary said we're supposed to assemble together. Listen, the Bible in that verse Mary spoke says we're going to do it all the more as we see the day approaching. We should assemble more and more. Well, most churches today, they don't have more meetings, they have less. They don't have more word, they have less. And it's one of the things we began to see while we were here, is that God was bringing us together to be able to get more word and enough word to help us win in the end times. This is not a time to be messing with the sins of the flesh, the sins of the spirit, or any of the rest of it, because it's like those two clouds Dr. Barclay saw, the black cloud and the glory cloud. Whichever one you're running toward is the one that's going to suck you in. And you gotta see what Jesus is teaching right here in this parable. Jesus is teaching, hey, it is up to every person whether or not you get revelation in your life. To him who has revelation, more will be given. To him who doesn't have, it'd be like, it's going to be taken away. You'd be like, oh, Jesus, I don't want nothing taken away from me. Look at verse number 11. Look at what it says. It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it has not been given. And what is the defining factor? Yeah, run away from glory cloud. Amen, ma'am. Amen, Shannon, that's right. And if I miss the L, I declare glory, all right? All right. Thank you, Shannon, all right? Why is it given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom? Because we're searching, and our Father loves to bless those who are searching. I'm going to throw the verses out again real quick. Just throw these verses in there, these references. Hebrews 11:6. Father, run to the glory and away from the gory. That's right. Mm-hmm. That is exactly the way it is. Run to the glory and away from the gory. Man, that's the truth right there. Now, look at verse 12. Whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. I got caught up in the gory word. Hebrews 11:6 says, he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Proverbs 25:2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is his glory to do that. And it's the glory of the kings, that's you and me, to go seek that matter out and come to a perfect understanding of what it is. There's something about this, that God loves it when we're chasing after him. There's a something about it. God loves to see you and me chasing after him and his ways and chasing after more revelation. When he begins to see that in you, then he begins to reward that in you. It's one of the greatest importances of you and I realizing our Father will reward us. It's that he wants you to seek him. Well, guys, if you don't, let's see. The beauty of the community of faith is we are here seeking him every single day, every single month. And there'll be some people that may say, man, you guys do that a lot. It seems like that's all you do. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad we've got this much word in our life every day. And this is what I know by the Spirit of God, whether or not I know it by my natural eye seeing it. There are literally millions of people in this day that want this much word. They don't know where to go to get it. They don't know. Their church has a Sunday morning service. It might last for an hour and a half. They might get 35, 40 minutes of word, and they leave going, there's got to be more to this than 35 or 40 minutes. There's got to be more. And you and I, which is really interesting, kind of by the stumble on ministry, we kind of just stumbled into this. and all of a sudden we're going, guess what we just found? We just found an answer for a whole lot of people. Now, that desire is inside of you every day because you're coming back here saying, man, I got to have some more word. It would be different if you were coming here and I was telling cute little stories and giving you something that didn't have no meat. We're not going to do that here. I'm going to give you verses of scripture every night, even ones that we may have already done, that is going to solidify the holy word of God down deep inside of your life. Amen. Why? Because it is the only thing that will make you stand. Look at those verses. In verse 14. Hearing, you will hear and you won't understand. Seeing, you will see and not perceive. Look at why. For the hearts of the people have grown dull. They let their heart grow dull. Their eyes, their ears are hard of hearing. And their eyes they have closed. Amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, why would anybody do that when there's the blessing of the things of God? I don't know. Usually, in my experiments in spirit. Usually, in my experience in God, it's because they come face to face with a part of them that they had to say, I got to change it. And then they turn and walk away because they got to change that part about them. Well, if you got somebody condemning you or belittling you or something like that, then I can see why you might say something. But the bottom line is, if you get your eyes off of everybody else and you keep your eyes on Jesus every single day, he's going to draw you to the word where he wants you to be. Amen. Now, I thought Phyllis had put a verse in there.
Sunday said it was preordained for us to be here.
That's a really good statement.
And Ron
Dan just showed up. All right, welcome, Ron. Now, watch this. I need to make a phone call. All right? But what I've got is a bunch of verses to read. All right. So what I want to do is read Matthew chapter 15.
Great.
We were there yesterday, but I need to go make a phone call, like I said to you. And I appreciate you being willing to get involved and help Sister Leanne. I've got it up on my screen, or you can bring your Bible. It doesn't matter.
If you
get it up on your screen, All right. Matthew 15. Share on the screen, and all you got to do is just scroll up and down. And I'll be back probably by the time you're done.
Hello again, everyone. How are you all? Okay, so here we go with Matthew chapter 15. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded saying, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Wow. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites. Can you imagine him, Jesus, say that to you? Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching in doctrines the commandments of men. And you know, that's something every time I read that I think about. There have been so many wives' tales through the years that people actually have picked up and think that they're biblical statements, and they're not. They're just wives' tale sayings. Like, oh my goodness, what are some of them? Oh, I know. Rebecca said one earlier. Cleanliness is next to godliness, which of course it is. That's a true statement, but many, many people think that that is a verse out of the Bible, and it's just not. So a lot of the statements we have to watch, because there are some other serious ones that, of course, I can't think of right at the moment. But people actually kind of live by them, and they're not even verses. They're just statements that somebody made, and somebody put some stock into it, and there you go. And they can lead you astray. So watch those. And verse 10. And he had called the multitude to himself. He said to them, hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, I really don't care. He didn't say that. Every plant which my heavenly Father has planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They're blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. That's another thing about the importance of words. I'm always, you know, a word person. Our words are just so important, and right there it tells about it too. Whatever comes out of your mouth, that is what defiles you. It comes from her. Verse 18. But those things which proceed out, oh, that's where we were, that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. They are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man. That's because we have really, really good immune systems to work from the outside in, but the inside out is a spiritual thing. And I'm trying really hard to scroll or move something here, if you can tell, and nothing wants to move. So I don't know what that's about. Oh, good. Pastor's back. He can move stuff. It's good to see you.
How many verses did we get?
How many?
20.
20 verses?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for helping us do that. I made my phone call. Doing my part of making life happen. Verse 20. Well, I'll keep going.
21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Were you going to teach on that?
No, keep going.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.
Demon and possessed. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that very hour.
All right. You going to read the rest?
Well, I don't know.
The whole chapter?
Okay. Verse 29.
Isn't she doing good reading?
Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountains and sat down there. Then a great multitude came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them.
So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Okay, that's good enough. We can get to the rest of it. Isn't that something that right there in that last verse 31, the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Now, you know, I very seldom have we got up and switched chairs like this throughout the last year when you count how many times you've been in here. It's an important phone call to me. But this is what I know of my wife, of Sister Leanne. She's very able and capable. And she's a lot more pretty to look at than me.
I didn't get to do my hair first.
Ladies, please encourage her that her hair did not look bad, okay? Now, I want you to see this. Here's why you want to assemble yourself all the more as you see the day approaching. Because it's like Shannon put in here a minute ago, run to the glory cloud, not the gory cloud. What does that mean, Pastor? That means you run to where you see the glory of God. You can see God's glory here every time we come. Mm-hmm. Every time we're on. We are praying for someone. Not, oh, Lord, please help make it. But we're praying for God to deliver and set free completely every time we come here. Every prayer I pray, I don't pray a prayer, oh, Lord, can you just please help us survive? No, there ain't no survival. This is what we're supposed to see. The mute speaking, maimed, made whole. Brother Warren Walsh, made whole. Brother Chris Timmer, made whole.
Amen, amen.
The lame walking. What do they call that one? Neuropathy. If you got neuropathy, I declare to you, walk. Amen. The blind seeing. That's not just blind in your eyes. That's blind on the inside and not able to see the blessing of who God is. And they glorified the God of Israel. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. That's a good verse to add to what I was going to say tonight, Mary. Let's just look at it. Hebrews chapter 10, because tonight's title is Courage to Change and Courage to Believe. Courage to Change and Courage to Believe. When you first come here, the Word of God is just like, whoa! And you're like, I just love it here. I love it. 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 Well, then you start seeing that first thing about yourself. You got to change. And now we got to say, hold on. I got to figure out all that stuff you told me, how I'm going to take that stuff and change me to become that. Because that's the answer for every one of us. Jesus isn't going to bring us here just so we can just hear a bunch of word preached. What's that?
Phyllis.
To read the whole chapter, and her voice is so soothing. And her hair is definitely more beautiful than yours.
She just thinks we should always read the whole chapter, which is
the idea.
It's always a good idea.
It's no problem, Phyllis. I don't care that you're making fun of my hair. It doesn't give me a complex. Look at this. Hebrews 11, or 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Do you notice that we say during the communion prayer, I come boldly to the throne of grace?
Yeah.
Here's the verse. This is one of those verses. You and I, because Jesus died in the veil of the temple, rent from the top to the bottom. We can have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies. Listen to what's going to happen when you get there. Righteousness is going to happen. When you get there, the Father is going to talk to you in the Holy of Holies because he's the one that's in the Holy of Holies. Verse 20, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is Jesus' flesh was the veil, and having a high priest over the house of God. That's Jesus. So Jesus is the new and living way. Jesus was consecrated for us, and he was the veil. And when the veil of the temple was rent in two, guess what? We were able to enter right in to the Holy of Holies. Now, that's what it says. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. What does that mean? You believed in Jesus and you received Jesus. You're born again. You're now filled with the life of God, the righteousness of God. You're a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. All of it, bam, hallelujah. Having our hearts sprinkled from an even conscience and our bodies washed with pure water of the word. 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. There's only one way you have a confession of your hope, and that's that you start making one.
There you go.
There's only one way you have a confession of hope, and that is you start making one. You know, Pastor, I've been hearing you talk about that confession thing. Just what is it? We're going to talk about it in a minute. 24. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. When we come together, you think about what we do. We encourage one another. We stir up love. We stir up good works. Why? Because we are doing everything in this body to help you stand. Say this with me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For this group of people, that is helping me stand. Amen? You might say, Pastor, what if I just think I can stand on my own? I got a good word for you. Nobody in the kingdom of heaven stands on their own. Nobody in the kingdom of God stands on their own. Nobody does. Why? Because God made it so that we're a part of a body, and we have all got to have each other.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Say, I got to have you, and you got to
have
me, and we got to have thee, and that's the way it'll be. Good song. I got to have you. You got to have me. Lord, we got to have thee. And that's the way it'll be. I got to have you. You got to have me.
Amen.
We got to have thee, Lord. And that's the way it'll be.
Oh,
got to have you.
You have the rapping pastor now.
Gotta have me. We're almost to Mary's verse. Not forsaking, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together in the manner of some, but exhorting one another and meeting together so much more as you see the day approaching. You and I literally are living this verse 25 to the core. Because we are literally together. If you join with it all the time, we are literally together about 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Now, you might say, Pastor, do you know how much more God that is than I used to have? Well, I know how much more God it is than I used to have, but I've come to a really quick understanding here about the body of Christ. This is why the body of Christ is so anemic.
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing wrong with taking your kids to sports, but when the church has to stop having discipleship classes because their families have all got to have the kids in sports, what if we taught the family is more important, discipleship or the sports? And I love sports. And I'm glad I learned as a kid how to play football and baseball, you know, softball and wiffle ball and dodgeball. Remember all the fun games? But I also learned how to play hide and go seek in the dark. And I also learned how to chase fireflies. They were fun to chase, weren't they?
Yeah.
Get a big mace jar and fill that baby up with some fireflies. So you got a light in your room at night. And then in the morning they were dead and they stunk. But I want you to see this. The Father said by the Holy Spirit in Hebrews, he rewards those who diligently seek him. I've been looking at this a lot lately. And just talking to the Father. What is the reality about what happens in our life if we're not here? What do you fill it with? What do you fill your life with if you're not here? Now, that's not us. And everybody's got a life. Everybody's got something you got to go do from time to time. And every one of you are going to be like, no, I got to get this done. Well, and that's what you got to do. But when you begin to think about this program and like, I just got to be there, it's not me you got to be here for. It's not Facebook. It's not YouTube. It's the very presence of God. And it's the force of this body all being together. Sister Sunday's over there on YouTube with the other people. There's got five folks there tonight. All of you are here. Everybody's doing their part. Shannon's got verses. Mary's got verses. Phyllis Raymond's putting verses in. Rebecca is. I don't know. Well, here somewhere. It's how it works. Everybody's being a part. Everybody's making a comment. Brother Robert makes a comment. Dan makes a comment. All y'all make comments. And then a new person shows up, and what do all of us do to that new person? Clink. And they're just like, man, I just feel like I'm part of this. What's our Becca. Becca's one of our new ones. All of a sudden, man, Becca's just like, chunk. And you're like,
already part of the welcoming.
And you're like, wait a minute. How did I go from there to here in a matter of a couple of times? Because you found your place in the body. Wait, you ain't seen nothing yet of what God's going to do with you in this place in the body. Say this with me. Courage to change. And courage to believe.
And courage to believe. Amen.
Now, Sister Leanne read a minute ago about that Syrophoenician lady. So make sure you grab one of your notes and put it in Hebrews 10 in case we come back over there. But let's go back to Matthew chapter 15. I want you to see something. Look at this lady. Verse 21. Matthew 15:21 through 21 through 28. Jesus went out from there, departed to the region of Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. You got to notice she uses the word
Lord.
Oh. pest. Don't you just love it? Everybody's looking. A Pete. I'm seeing a Pete. A Pete. A Pete. A pet. A Pete.
A Pete.
Never a pest, Mary. You're a blessing. She used the word Lord. Watch. Son of David. Then she called to his anointing, his giving. Have mercy on me. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Somewhere, this lady had heard that you could get free when you got to Jesus. Somewhere. Now watch. He answered her not a word. He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. 23, that was 24 now. He answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel. You could have written that. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel, not her. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was sticking to the mission the Father had given him to do. Watch. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered and said, it is not good for me to give the children's bread to a dog. And she said, yes, Lord. He called her Lord three times. She called him Lord three times. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now watch. How much courage do you have in the face what seems to be rejection? It looks like Jesus is rejecting her.
Yeah, it does. Well, he kind of did, but if it wasn't for her faith being so strong, she would have walked away and never heard of
them. Remember that verse in Proverbs 25:2? It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of the kings, that's you and me, to search it out. How much courage do you have? Say it. I have more than enough. I have Jesus on the inside of me. I have the Holy Spirit. And here's the thing you and I got to learn. God is not keeping anything from us. But there is a specific chase you got to have to get. When you sit in your prayer room and say, God, you come here and do this for me now, you should probably expect a good win. Pastor, why would God give me a weapon? Well, when you, the child, begin to command the father what to do, what happens to most mom and dad? You look at that kid and say, I ain't doing nothing for you with that kind of attitude. Have you ever been there with your children? And wait, let's ask a good question. Have you ever been there with the Father? Nobody answer it out loud. You don't have to answer that out loud, all right? But I will tell you, I've been there with the Father. Wait, I want you to see this. If all you're taught is the process of accomplishment and not relationship with the Father, then all you will do in your relationship with God is the process. I spoke a confession. I made Jesus my Lord. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I pay my tithes. I sowed seed. Now bless me, for goodness sakes. And what does the Father want? Father wants a relationship. Wait. Let's ask this question. Even if you had a bad father, what if your father had gotten saved and born again and filled with the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't you have loved to have had a relationship with your father? Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. See, here's the thing. God wants to win the whole world. God has made you heir of the whole world. But God wants a relationship with you, whether you're winning the whole world or you're gaining your inheritance. Because he's not about you just chasing everything, but not having a relationship with him. Pretty good, isn't it? Why does the Father want us to get together all the more? Because the more his body gets together and in its solidity stands strong, supporting and loving and holding one another, then guess what? The greater the strength all of us gets. You know what happens when you do push-ups? You strengthen this muscle. You strengthen this muscle. You strengthen these muscles. You strengthen all these muscles. You strengthen your core muscles. You strengthen the muscles in your leg that by just doing a push-up. What happened to the whole body? The whole body gets to be stronger because we're all sticking together and growing and developing God. Say it with me. So much the more.
So much the more.
As you see the day approaching.
As you see the day approaching.
What's interesting is there's a lot of people who have no place to have so much the more in their local body they're a part of. So what do they have to do? They bounce all over, listening to this message and that one, that one and that one, and that one over there and that one over there. And there's no semblance of order and structure and foundation and stability and solidity. Things go wrong. They really don't have a body they can call. And that's the blessing of the community of faith. When things go wrong, you got us. When things go right, we're shouting glory with you. When we need your strength, we're calling you for strength because we need your strength. And what happens is all of us solidified, locked hand in hand together, stand up together, and we become an impenetrable force. And not only impenetrable, a mighty conquering force for our Father. Now, doing do's and don'ts from what somebody told you about the kingdom in church, I encourage you, what the Father wants with you is a daily relationship.
Yeah.
Say this with me. Since he's my Father, I should probably be alone with him.
I should probably be alone with him.
Amen. Now wait. You've not ever been there much. I will encourage you. Go do it. Get somewhere. Get quiet. Close the door. Some of you, it might just have to be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Close the door,
closet.
Lock it, and just say, I'm busy, and, you know, and be alone with the Father. Start with 5 minutes and just be in there and just talk to him as you would your father. You might say, I don't even know how to talk to a father. Well, then guess what? Go in the room and to begin to talk to him like a father would be to you. The greatest thing you ever thought you would want to have. And a father, walk in there and talk to him that way. And all of a sudden, you know what you're going to start seeing? He's going to start showing you what a true father is all about.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you an assignment. We've done it here on the program, and I've actually recorded it. And if you want a copy of it, I'll send you a copy of it in the audio form. I have taken all the words Father in the New Testament and recorded them onto an audio so you can hear all the verses that say Father, and you can begin to build an understanding of what the Father is all about. Watch this. Let's do it right here. Let's go to John 17. Talk to the Father like you're talking to a friend. He cares about everything in your life, even the mundane things he does. Amen. That's why my parents taught us to be thankful for the gift that were given to us. Amen. I remember when my cousins told my grandma her gift, so she gave them money. She looked so sad. I took my gift to her. We tore it apart, and she showed me. And she showed me.
Oh, it's a teddy bear made out of a washcloth.
Wow. 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 What? Why are we reading these, Pastor? Because I value everything you guys are saying. Bless you, Kelly Delkert. Love you. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people. I want everybody to listen to this. And we're going to go to John 17:20. There's a lot of people in the world that are doing things for the Father. But Jesus said on that day, there was going to be many that come, and they're going to say, we cast out demons in your name. And he is going to say what? He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. But listen, knowing the Father is not about how much you can do for him. Knowing the Father is not about how much he can do for you. Knowing the Father is about you and I getting along with God. This is my prayer room here. I come in, I shut the door. This is my prayer room. Leanne has done a wonderful job of decorating it, putting all the verses up, making it a beautiful prayer room, not only a set where we can record. Beautiful place. Thank you.
You're welcome. My prayer room.
Yes, it is. But when you come in here, it's not about all this stuff. It's not about it. When I come in here to pray, I don't sit here. I sit over there on the couch that he gave us.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, Lord, we need a couch. Like the next day, somebody puts one by the dumpster. Ain't a thing wrong with it. Beautiful little love seat. The blessing of God. Now watch this. This is Jesus talking to the Father on the last night. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. You and I are reading John's words, and we're believing. Jesus is praying for you and me right now. How cool is this? 21, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Jesus is talking with the Father. Keep reading. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me. I want you to see this. The greatest thing that's going to happen is you have a relationship with the Father. Not based on what he told you to do to save the world. Not based on what you're asking him to do for you because of your, but a relationship of oneness with him. That you and the Father and Jesus can actually be one in your understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. And look at what's going to happen when we do that. That the world may believe that you, Father, sent me, Jesus, to them. This is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is not only pretty good, this is pretty and good. Look at 22. And glory which you gave me, I have given them that they may be one just as we are. Some of you have said, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? Some of you know. Some of you don't. Some of you, there won't be any more instruction until you actually build a close personal relationship with the Father. Why? Because when you walk out that door in an anointing that he put on your life, you got to be doing the right thing with the right people at the right time. And that's what you're going to begin to see here as God strengthens you and helps you and leads you and perfects you and grows you and develops you. Tonight's title is Courage to Change. Who do I got to change, Pastor? Me. You got to change me. Why, wait.
Yourself.
Okay, wait. I got to change me. You got to change you. Think about this thought. When you get alone with the Father, what's the first thing he's going to talk to you about? You. Mm-hmm. It won't be long until that'll be the most cherished moments of your day. Serious.
Yes.
I love being here with you guys, but there ain't nothing like being alone with the Father. And then when Leanne and I get to be alone together with the Father, that's really two people focused on the Father. Wait. The Father wants to win the world, but he doesn't want to win the world without you.
Amen.
Now, amen. Watch this. Luke chapter 4. This may not be the right verse, but no, it says, let's go to Mark chapter 6. Let's try that one. Nope. That isn't it even. There's a verse where Jesus is with his disciples and he's calling them to be with him. That's the term. It literally says he called them up on the mountain to be with him. the ones he had called to be with him. But we'll find that. Somebody will find it. But here's why I'm using that verse. Does Jesus want the whole world won? Yeah. Can you look at somebody like Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, to the Planets, Dr. Barkley, Bill Winston? These are the guys I know. Rod Parley, John Hagee. Can you look at them and say, these guys are winning the whole world? Yeah, they are. They're international ministries all over the whole world. And there's people you don't even know that are that way. But I want you to notice that that didn't happen with them until they first had this really close relationship with the Father. Thank you, Shannon. Mark 3:13. Up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Somebody copy and paste that into the comments from the King James Version. From the King James Version. He went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. And I think the King James actually says to be with him. Here's why. Here's why I'm saying this way. They came on him. All right. But that's good. That's the verse I was looking for. Thank you, Shannon and Rebecca. Appreciate your help there. All right. And when he got him up there, what did he want to do with them? Anoint them, send them out, and get out of here. Go do. No. And they came unto him. Thank you, Shannon. I want you to see this. He took them aside so they could be with him. The greatest points of understanding for the disciples was not when they were in the crowd. The greatest points of understanding is when Jesus said, and when he was alone with the disciples. Well, let's just read it. It was right in today's verses. It's in Matthew 13:10. Watch this. And the disciples came to him privately saying, why do you speak to them in parables? And do you know what Jesus gave the disciples when he would be alone privately with them? He gave them an understanding of the Father. Now, let's grab one more set of verses. I was going to be done, but we might as well grab one more. Just for anybody here who might be saying, Pastor, I don't get this whole Father, God, and all this. Let's do it this way. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Were you led here? Yes. Can you see your place in the body? Yes. It'll become greater, and it'll be the most amazing thing you've ever seen as it grows, develops, and explodes. You're in this body. Watch. 15. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby you can cry out, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Daddy, my Father. You have been adopted into the family of God. Now watch what happens. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Say it, I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, the Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together with him. Amen, Rebecca. I have been adopted into the family of God. I am actually now a child of God. Now, do you know why he wants all this private time with you? So he can show you what it means to be a child of God. I love being in a big group in a big church in a big building with a big band and a big woo, glory be to God. But that's just being with the fam. And the real relationship you got to build is becoming one with the Father. And then you know what? When you read John chapter 17, Jesus is beckoning you and I to be alone with the Father, not for his stuff and not for assignments, to be alone with the Father and learn of him. Say it, I am a child of God, and Jesus is my elder brother. He is. Okay. I've only got one more verse, and then we're going to communion. Matthew 11, 25 through 30 is the whole context. Ready? I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them unto the babes, the simple, that's you and me, who will just simply believe. 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight that I do that. 27, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. Jesus didn't have anything he had but by the Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills the revealing, and that's you and me. 28, look at 28. All you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. When you and I get our focus on growing with the Father, having that time with him, he's going to give you courage to change the things in your life. And say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to be that anymore. He's already made you a new creation. But now, there's a certain part of it that you and I, we got to choose to talk different. We got to choose to act different. And we got to choose to be different. Why? He transformed you. The fiery darts are trying to tell you, stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the same. Stay the same. Stay the same. And what is your shield? Faith. I know he exists, and I know he rewards me when I diligently seek him. You're seeking him tonight, and you're rewarded tonight with a greater understanding of, as you see the day approaching, get together all the more. Not for judgment. Not for condemnation, so you can grow and learn who the Father is.
Amen.
Somebody ought to shout a really big hallelujah at that one. Now, if you would like those verses on the Father, I'll send them to you because I want everybody to be able to have them. But please message me in my personal private messenger, Sankato, so that I know when I see the message, I know to give it back. Because when you put them in here, then it all gets lost in the comments. And thank you for being a part of what we're doing. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the middle of everything in our life, we long to be with you. And Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may this revelation that we shared tonight, I know we say it every day, but may this revelation we share tonight solidify everything that we've been teaching. So stabilize, solidify it, make it come together. And every one of us be stable, solid, happy, delivered, free. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We choose to be free. We choose to enjoy the freedom that you have already given to us. We choose it. We love it. We desire it. We hunger for it. And I'm with you. And it's a wonderful, amazing time with you. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done to us because of your righteousness, your selfless service to us. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's answer Mary's question here. So when the Antichrist comes and does miracles, etc., how will we be able to tell them apart? We'll be able to tell them apart, Mary, because we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb when the Antichrist comes.
Oh,
hey, Will Tony's here. So the Antichrist is going to perform lying wonders on the earth, trying to convince the rest of the people on the earth who missed the rapture to follow him. But you and I will be in heaven and having the marriage supper of the Lamb with Jesus for those 7 years. Now, watch this. That's another one of those proofs of the rapture.
See, that's good. I forgot about that. I said it was because of our relationship with God.
We
don't know. But, yeah, we won't even be here.
I don't know how people can see. Anyways, we're going to be in heaven for the marriage supper of the Lamb that's going to last for 7 years. All right? Those on the earth are going to begin to see wickedness real quick. And one of the things that the people who missed the rapture have got to do quickly is they got to realize they got to run from everything that's wicked, which means they're going to be martyred really quick. They'll be murdered really quick. If you start standing up for God, if a person starts standing up for God, you're going to be murdered. They're going to be murdered quick. You and I are not going to be here. But make sure you put in your front leaf of your Bible, this is what to do to get saved. Because there's going to be people who find our Bible is going to be like, I got to figure out what those people were saying because they talked about this all the time. Just don't miss it. Walk with him every day. If you spend time alone with the Father every day, you will not miss the rapture, because he rewards those who diligently seek him. Whether they got it figured out or not isn't the answer, but it's those who are diligently seeking him in Jesus. Ready? Here we go. New covenant worker. New covenant worship. First Corinthians chapter 11. Tonight, I have not drank one cup of coffee. Can you believe it? But I have drank two glasses of Dr. Pepper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is this is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, New Covenant Worship. Those of you who are with us, just joining us, we're glad to have you with us. Those of you who watch this in the future, take part. Watch in the future, you can hit pause and say, what did that guy just say? How many times do we do that? Leanne and I do that all the time. We're like, wait, what did he just say? Back him up, say it again. Back him up, say it again. Here we go. Will the murdered go to heaven if they're saved?
All the ones that are murdered, yeah.
Oh, amen, during the tribulation. Yeah. Well, wait. If they're being murdered for their faith, if they're being martyred because they've chosen to follow God, yes. If they're just being murdered because of wickedness on the earth, no. If you don't make Jesus your Lord, you are not going to get through those pearly gates. I got a lot to say, but it's time to do communion. If Mary's still with us at the end after communion, I'll talk some more about that. You ready? For I received from the Lord, thank you, Jesus, that which I delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, thank you, Jesus, that last night took the bread and you broke it and you blessed it. And you said, take, eat, this is my body. He's telling them, I'm the sacrificial lamb, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Watch this. In the same manner, 25, after supper, he took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. From this point on, no animal sacrifice. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 26. Paul writes, for as often as you eat the bread, using the same prepositional phrase, and as often as you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, is what the King James says, New King James. I put in there the Lord's redemptive work, because that's what the death was all about. Mm-hmm. And that redemptive work includes 28. Let a man examine himself and let him eat of the bread and drink the cup. Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Watch this. 31 is we would not be judged. 31 says we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That's not what it says. That's a different verse. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because you've spent your life here on this earth judging yourself according to the word by the power of the Holy Spirit. And doing it right when you're home with a father. Father, how am I doing? I had a father that was that way. How am I doing, Dad? You're all right. You're doing good. My dad would help you. Can you imagine how much greater the father is than my dad? And he said that you will have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is one with the Father right now. So are we. But now, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that's with it. Now our challenge is, no matter how we grew up, no matter where we grew up, no matter what went on religiously, the most important thing now is, Father, help me see who you are. Because when you get there, you got the whole thing. And when you walk close with the Father, you're never going to go astray. Because he's going to empower you every day to be where you're supposed to be. How awesome is that? That's like amazing. Awesome. Are you ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Because I believe in my heart.
Because I believe in my heart.
And I speak with my mouth.
And I speak with my mouth.
That I believe in you, Jesus.
That I believe in you, Jesus.
And I
receive you. And I receive you.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
And I'm so happy about it.
And I am so happy about it.
Do this. Take all your sin and just pile them up. Say, they're all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I don't have any ability to beat that. Reach your hands out and say, now I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the Word of God.
And understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly land.
Pray in my heavenly land.
And live a successful life.
As a believer,
every day.
As a believer, every
I pray day. This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Rhonda Marsh, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Good to have you with us. We're getting ready to receive communion. Join with us. Now, if that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome, Kingdom of God. If that's the 99th time you prayed the prayer, welcome to the Kingdom of God. And if you've been like some of the salts around here, if that's the 475th time you prayed that prayer, in that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from your sin, which you can't beat, nobody can, to his righteousness, which the only thing you can do is receive it. You literally went from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of God. And the Father said, adopt him. He just said it for whoever prayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. They put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to find out how to be connected with us. There's some good stuff on the website, confessions to pray and make. This communion service is there so you can actually do this at home with your family. Yes, that is legal in God to do it at home with your family. You can't find any verses that says the only people that can give you communion is the pastor of the church. They're not in. In Jesus' mighty name. I got 10 verses I'll send you. the foundation verses for your life to establish you in the things of God. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and I'll send them back to you. This is how it works. You send me an email, I send you one. You don't send me any more emails, I don't send you any more emails. Because I'm not a spammer. I don't do that. I don't beg for money. I don't tell you I can't make it without you. I say, I love you. We're glad to have you here. Anything I can do, I'm glad to do it. And if you keep sending me emails, I'll keep sending you emails. That's how this works in the kingdom of God. You ready? Let's receive the elements. Run and get you some bread and water, bread and juice. Remember this. Anytime the body of Christ is served, and you're a member of the body of Christ, you can take the elements with them. I've received communion in the Baptist church, in the Methodist church, in the Episcopal church, in the Catholic church, in the Charismatic church, in the Word of Faith church, and a whole bunch of non-denominational churches. The Nazarene church and the Wesleyan church, I've been around. We have one Lord, and his name is Jesus. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you,
is
Lord.
Upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
and by your stripes,
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
And the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body together. Now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things are new.
And
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Including COVID.
Including COVID. Yes.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be. Me or my family.
It cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my
is
life.
Is cast down in my life.
And there is no more condemnation.
More condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious
the
church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing our song we always sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Amen. And amen. And amen. Amen. Rhonda Marsh, welcome. It's good to have you with us. If you're friends with somebody here, glory. We're glad you're here. If you're just new to us, welcome, 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 welcome.
Still glory, and we're still glad to have
we're
you.
We're glad to have you with us. Go get you and all your friends and come and dine together with us, because we have a good time like this every night. We start at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. No. Did I say that right? 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 9, or 6 Mountain. Never mind. You know how it is. And we'll be here on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, if we can be a blessing to you, we'll be glad to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, what was Mary's question about the rapture?
Did she ask a question about the rapture?
She was talking about, are we going to be here? Oh, we got that answer.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, guys, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We're glad that you're here. Say it. Thank God for courage.
Thank God for courage.
To change me.
To change me.
And to believe in God.
Believe in God.
And, you know, all right, closing verse. We usually give one of Paul's benedictions. But I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to use a different one. Galatians 2:20. How about this one, Phyllis? Phyllis K. Raymond, we love you. Just so you know.
Yes, we do.
Just so you know. Julian and Bamala, that's all the way from Pakistan. Welcome, guys. How about our friend Nafila, or whatever her name is?
We have not seen
it. All right. All right. Galatians 2:20 is our closing verse. I have been crucified with Christ. Say it. I am dead. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, like right now I'm living in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Why? Because I died and he's alive in me. He loved me and gave himself for me. And when I received him, the old man died The new man came alive. And now we're living in Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. The 92nd lady turned off my TV and the husband was watching the Tigers and I had to fix it.
Oh, yeah, you must have had her turned down tonight.
92nd lady didn't get us, did it?
No, as I said, you must have had her
turned down. Oh, yeah, I turned it down early. All right, here's Julian and Vimala. All the way from Palestine. Oh, my Lord.
Malaysia.
Much love and hugs to you all and your family of faith. Bless all of you and rejoice in the fellowship we have with you. Well, just so you know, you guys are a wonderful part of this community of faith. We consider you to be a part of this family in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Until we see you again, remember, tomorrow morning, the Father's wanting to talk to you bright and early.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, I always sleep in. Well, he'll talk to you mid and early. Mark Lowry says, I believe that God designed us all to get up at the crack of noon. Amen. Till we see you again, this is what we say every time we come here. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves
God
you.
Loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is
Don't Lord. Forget, if you want those verses on the Father, instant message me on my messenger, Sam Cottle. That's my personal messenger. Make friends with me and message me. And then I'll shoot that over to you. Messenger is about the only place I can find I can send you an audio of that size. But if you show up there and you ask for it, then I'll send it to you right into your messenger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then you got a record of it. And it can be all played. Call you blessed. 4:45. Wait, 5:30. Even maybe 6 if I'm lucky. Woo! You're an early riser,
wow,
man.
Becca.
We love you. Good night. Thanks so much for being a part of this family, Becca. We love everyone. Julian, our statement and declaration is perfect health and strength in your body.
Amen.
Brother Tambir, I didn't see you here, but sometimes you're just in the background. I declare perfect understanding for you and your family in Pakistan and all of that church family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And if it was your birthday and we didn't get to sing happy birthday to you, then you tell us and tomorrow we'll sing happy birthday to you. Are you ready? This is our second closing for tonight. Remember this. We love you and God loves you and Jesus is
Lord.
Anything else? Bless your Sunday, Chris. Love you guys. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. We love you too.